The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser.
You know, after 9/11, I talked last week about commemoration, things to remember, where we are strategically, where we are as a country, how we needed to take the offense. But I came across a story in New Jersey media that was forwarded to me, and actually ended up talking to one of the reporters. We'll see if they publish a story about it, and I'll keep you up to date on that. But the story was posted on September 13th. And it was out of Vernon, New Jersey, and it said, on a day of mourning of the 3,000 people killed on 9/11 by Islamic terrorists inspired by Osama bin Laden, a middle school social studies teacher allegedly, middle school social studies teacher, allegedly decided to skip that part of the discussion Tuesday and instead teach a fictionalized account of a Muslim boy being picked on because of his name, Osama. School officials have been mostly mum on the matter, and this is from the story, and the title of the story was Teacher's 9/11 Lesson Angers a Vernon Family. This is in the New Jersey Herald. School officials didn't want to talk about it. It was brought to their attention. They said it was dealt with internally. A couple told the New Jersey Herald Wednesday that they were outraged and have since had their daughter pulled out of the teacher's class. Ed O'Rourke, a former Marine, said he and his wife Jody found out about it almost by accident while having dinner with their daughter, who's in sixth grade, Tuesday evening. I thought it was a joke, O'Rourke said. I couldn't believe it. The story that the teacher had her students read was titled, My Name is Osama. And if you Google that, you can read the entire story. It tells a made-up account of an Iraqi immigrant boy named Osama who faces taunts of terrorists, of bullying in school by several students who tell him his mother, who wears a hijab, has a bag on her head. And after pushing back against his tormentors, the boy is suspended from school for fighting. So he fights back physically after being tormented mentally, and the victimization grows. And the students at this New Jersey school read this fictional story on 9/11. The Marine said it would be like on a day about the Holocaust doing a made-up lesson about a boy named Adolf being bullied by the Jewish kids and saying we shouldn't blame all Germans or don't pick on the poor kid named Adolf. It's grotesque. O'Rourke said he conveyed his concerns late Tuesday and then he had meetings. He said they allowed him to vent. They couldn't have been better that way, but he doesn't know what's going to come of this. And doesn't know what formalities are going to happen as a result. It'll probably create, bottom line, you know, I think it's going to create more 10-foot pole marks. Not dealing with the issue. Avoidance. 2 years before the 15th anniversary of 9/11, the New Jersey Herald did a story on how Vernon Township teachers were approaching the sensitive topic. Three teachers who were interviewed described efforts to guide students toward a personal connection and how it had changed. No officially designated curriculum exists. The reporter I talked to told me that teachers actually just sometimes Google to get, you know, teaching recommendations, stories. New Jersey social studies standards call for terrorism and its effects to be taught in age-appropriate manner starting in elementary school. That story was by Eric Obernauer. I spoke to a different reporter. And a couple things. First of all, I was asked about whether if it had been done in December, would it have been okay instead of 9/11? Was it the date that mattered? I think the date amplified all the problems. But the problems still exist, which is I, as an Arab American, I, as a Syrian, a Muslim American, I don't want to be hyphenated, by the way, but it's relevant to this story. With those beliefs, those ethnicities, ideas, being Muslim, Islamic, do you treat me with more respect or less respect when you make the entire subject about me? When I see my entire class And this is my kids. I have kids all in these age ranges, in high school and junior high school, grade school. They're 16, 14, and 10. And what I want the class looking at, feeling like they're going to walk on eggshells when talking to our kids or any other Arab or Muslim American? Absolutely not. As the mantra in our Muslim Liberty Project is, we are Americans that happen to be Muslim, not Muslims who demand to be American. So that mantra, that mindset that the Islamists want to demand to be American as if they have rights entitled to them that they are going to get, by golly, no matter what, right now, and you better own up and feel guilty about it if you even look at them sideways because somehow you mixed up radical Islamists that hijacked planes and flew them into the World Trade Center. Sure, people are ignorant, people need education, but every community has its difficulties, and you learn in freedom to begin to allow people to come to terms with ideas of how to separate Muslims that are Americans first and Muslims that are Islamists that hate the West or terrorists. And it just, it amazes me that somehow, well, because this is sixth grade, that we should shield them or shelter them from the realities of what is 9/11 and what was 9/11. So as I spoke to the reporter, and talk in your homes, talk about what you think should be taught at grade school. And I think one of the points that I always make is, on 9/11, so let's separate this out. On 9/11, it was a, not only, I mean, all of my kids, for example, were born after 9/11. So this is only going to be something to them that's in the history books, that's in video footage and other things that they see, but not something they lived. And yet it has been a defining moment for the 21st century because of all of what we're seeing, not only in 9/11, but since then, and in the Iraq and Afghanistan war, then in 2011 with the Arab Awakening. So there's the historical and religious narrative about exactly how did Al-Qaeda, when bin Laden declared war on America in 1998, why he was kicked out of Saudi Arabia, what actually led to the methods that Al-Qaeda used in the USS Cole, then in 9/11, and then in its branches throughout the Middle East. That's something that kids could understand and discuss and has nothing to do with American Muslims. I mean, there, we can talk about the connections with funding and radicalization. 15 of the 19 hijackers were Saudi. That's relevant. You can talk about the ideologies. That's not something that American Muslims, unless they have something to hide, should ever be concerned about. So that's the historical, contextual part of it that should be talked about on 9/11 and taught as part of our history books to our children, at whether that's 6th, 10th, or 12th grade. Then there's the social, cultural, ethnic aspects of being Muslim, being Arabic in America. Obviously, 9/11 is probably not the best time to do that. And I will tell you that as a country, coddling and protecting this, any community, let alone the community I feel I belong to, the Arabic and Muslim community, is actually detrimental, patronizing, and I believe bigoted. That's not the way to prevent bigotry. And if anything, it makes the individuals feel smaller, as if they need to be coddled. That's the first thing. The second thing is, there is some, obviously, understanding of the analysis that happens. And, you know, the reporter asked me, well, you know, how should this be presented? And I said, well, shouldn't it bring you pause? And I've testified to Congress many times about this. Shouldn't it bring you pause that a country founded on fighting theocracy is so dysfunctionally unable to talk about fighting theocracy in the Islamic faith? If anything, there's nothing more pro-Muslim. It's almost like saying the founding of America against the Christian church's mixture of church and state and the need for a country with a constitution and establishment clause, not freedom from religion, but freedom of religion, that somehow is anti-Christian. I've talked to you about this before on this program. So it's important to understand where Islam is in its history. 1430 plus years, almost 1440 years old. Kids can learn that. When I talk to 8th grade classes, 10th grade classes, I talk to them about understand what's happening in the Middle East, where Islam is in its history, who's running Muslim establishments today, and you'll begin to understand why the Al-Qaeda operatives attacked us, why ISIS was brewed in the cauldron of Syria. So when we come back, I want to talk to you about what should you in your local cities and schools have your kids, have your family encourage conversations about history in the Middle East, about 9/11 and this wars that we've had in Iraq and Afghanistan. What should that narrative be? Obviously the truth and the facts, but how can we present it in a way that is not blatantly anti-Muslim, but is also not blatantly apologetic?
You're listening to Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser, the Blaze Radio Network.